This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
He put forward stringent ethical guidelines, and he thinks that his policy is the right one. We're exploring all possible avenues to make sure that we can continue to do this critical life-saving research. From what we can tell, this would also stop the research that President Bush had allowed to go forward early in his presidency.
That's Bill Burton, White House Deputy Press Secretary, talking this morning about an injunction issued by a U.S. District Court judge against federal funding of embryonic stem cell research. Well, should we be funding this research? What is this debate really all about? A judge disagrees with the Obama administration on how to fund and whether to fund embryonic stem cell research. What's the real ethical issue here as well as the legal issue? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. On this Tuesday afternoon, the 24th of August, I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll spend the first segment talking to Doug Johnson of National Right to Life about this court injunction against federal funding of embryonic stem cell research. In about 10 minutes, the church remembers St. Bartholomew on this day, and so will we, with Dr. Peter Scare of Concordia Theological Seminary. And then later in the hour, we'll have Dr. Craig Hazen of Biola University in to talk about Philip Pullman's latest book called The Good Man Jesus and the Scoundrel Christ. He breaks Jesus Christ into two different people in his latest book, one of them good and one of them, well, not so good. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Doug Johnson is a regular guest and legislative director for National Right to Life based in Washington, D.C. Doug, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
What exactly was proposed by President Obama and his administration, and what was enjoined by the district, the U.S. district judge?
Well, one of the first things President Obama did when he took office was issue an executive order to the federal research agency called the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, to commence establishing guidelines to establish federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. And we're talking about the kind of research that requires killing human embryos in order to obtain these stem cells for the research. Now, we certainly objected to that at the time, but the agency did what the president instructed. They did come out with guidelines, and under those guidelines, they have proceeded to provide federal support for this research, which again depends upon the destruction of human embryos. There is a law that has been on the books, renewed annually since 1996. It's called the Dickey-Wicker Amendment, and it prohibits federal funding of any research in which human embryos are harmed. And we have always maintained that President Obama's policy is inconsistent with or a violation of this law. The judge yesterday agreed. That's to say, he issued a preliminary order to the agency to stop this funding because he said he believed the people who were bringing the challenge to the policy were likely to prevail when this goes all the way through the full judicial proceeding. Likely to prevail because the plain language of the law forbids exactly what this administration is doing.
We heard from the president's deputy press secretary that this ruling would also stop the federal funding that was permitted by President George W. Bush early in his first term. Is this true?
Well, President Bush's policy was very different from President Obama's, and we all remember the debates about that back during the Bush administration. So the judge didn't have anything to say about that, of course, because President Bush's policy was not before him, and so that's pure speculation on the part of the administration. I think they're really trying to blur the issue somewhat here. What is squarely the issue is whether, in the face of a law which remains in effect that says no federal funds may be used for any research in which human embryos are harmed, the federal government can fund research that can't occur unless they kill these embryos. And that is what they do. They go to these infertility laboratories. They say, have you got some spare embryos here? You don't need any more. They say, yes, we have quite a few in the freezer. And they're turned over to the researchers. They are killed. Their stem cells are harvested. And the federal government then funds the research on the stem cells. And the judge said that this is all part and parcel of the same research. You can't separate out the obtaining and killing of the embryos from what happens after that with federal support. It's all really being done for one purpose, and this is the very thing that Congress prohibited.
We hear a lot, Doug, about strict ethical guidelines. In fact, we heard from the president's representative there that the president had asked for strict ethical guidelines. How should we take that?
Well, of course, when they're talking about ethical guidelines, they're talking about rules to say that people shouldn't be bribed to donate their embryos and this sort of thing. They're not looking at it at all from the standpoint of the embryos. They don't see an ethical problem with the government sponsoring research that depends on killing members of the human species, members of the human family, individual, male or females, who are human. They don't have an ethical problem with that. So that's exactly what their guidelines and what the president's executive order are intended to foster. What they're talking about are procedural rules to make sure that people sign the proper forms and that sort of thing.
So they really are, even in the name of ethics, avoiding the central ethical question when it comes to embryo-destructive research of any kind.
Well, they do try to avoid it, but if you look at the substance of what they're doing, they simply have concluded that they think it's appropriate under this administration to go ahead and have the federal taxpayers support this research that depends on killing members of the human species. And we disagree. Now, this is not the end of the debate by any means. This is a preliminary injunction. The judge issued it because he believes that the people challenging Obama's policy have a good, strong argument and are likely to prevail. And the argument is that this research, the federal funding of this research, is inconsistent with the law. We could also see an attempt by the Obama administration to get Congress to change the law. This Congress has not yet ended, and the leadership of both the House and Senate is supportive of President Obama's policy, supportive of embryo-destructive research, and we might well see an attack on the law itself during the weeks or months to come.
How would you respond to someone who says that essentially the end justifies the means? Look at all the cures, potential cures that we could find if we were allowed and federally funded embryonic stem cell research.
Well, I think we might look to history for lessons on where the end justifies the means type of thinking may tend to lead, particularly when applied to medical experimentation on members of the human family. Useful information has been obtained in the past through research that everyone now agrees should never have occurred. You could talk about the Tuskegee experiments. You can talk about things that have happened in other countries. So mere utilitarian benefit is not sufficient to justify crossing these ethical lines, in our view. But it's also, it should be pointed out, that despite all of the hype and hyperbole we've heard for some 10 years or more now, there hasn't been a single successful clinical study involving embryonic stem cells being introduced into human subjects, not a single one anywhere in the world. That's been credibly peer-reported. But we have something like 70 or more reported peer-reviewed studies in which promising results have been obtained using adult stem cells. And indeed, the plaintiffs in this particular lawsuit are scientists themselves who are doing research on stem cells, but they're using adult stem cells. And they feel and have argued that the Obama administration policy is ill-conceived because it's basically diverting resources away from the promising types of research that they're engaged in and into these avenues that are not only ethically problematic, but which also have not been productive in producing actual clinical approaches.
Doug, you serve as a legislative director for National Right to Life. When you get behind closed doors with a representative or with a senator What do you tell them about federal funding of embryonic stem cell research?
Well, we certainly make the ethical case. We also point to polls that show that when you say in the poll question that we're talking about killing human embryos, that then most people are against it. The way you get a poll that shows most people supporting the research is to use murky language that conceals what the argument is really about, which is the killing of the embryos. And it won't stop there. The people who have been pushing for this in Congress and elsewhere want to be able to create large numbers of embryos for the specific purpose of research. Yes, they talk about going and using embryos that are in these infertility labs who they assert are otherwise going to be discarded. But they don't want to stop there. They want the right, and they want the federal government to support the large-scale creation of human embryos for the purpose of using these embryos in research. This is what President Bush aptly referred to as human embryo farms. And they want to use human cloning for the purpose of creating these human embryos. And the legislation that's been proposed in Congress, which we've been able to bottle up so far, would actually legitimate the federal government supporting that practice as well. Human cloning, human embryo farms, where members of the human species would be created for no other purpose than to use them as research subjects.
Folks, you can check out the website for National Right to Life. Just go to ours, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Doug Johnson is Legislative Director for National Right to Life based in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Dr. Peter Scare. On this day, the church is remembering a man of which, well, by one name, we know very, very little. But by his other name, we know, well, quite a bit. Some really good stuff. St. Bartholomew, also called Nathaniel, is remembered by the church on this day. We'll do the same with Dr. Peter Scare after this.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. issuesetc.org. Stay connected. issuesetc.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of Issues Etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support. Equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. SteadfastLutherans.org.